And I'd like to welcome everyone. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium, a central source for health consciousness, spirituality, and self-liberation. Today, we're hosted by myself, Catherine Davis, with Katrina Taylor. On today's program, we'll engage in a discussion of the sign of the times, taking a look at the full solar eclipse and other astrological signs, prophecy, and changing timelines. All are affected, and we all must find ways to integrate massive cosmic flows of energy to stabilize and come into the fullness of self-creation. Katrina Taylor is a mother, writer, an empathic reminder, an apt pupil of the cosmos, and a modern-day mystic. She is a life coach, animal communicator, and professional pet groomer. For those of you who are new to the show, I'll tell you a little about myself. I'm Catherine Davis, and I've produced Heart of Mind Radio since 2000 over WBAI Pacifica and the Progressive Radio Network since 2014. I'm an artist, author, mystic, energy worker, and spiritual doula. And so I just want to say hello and welcome, Katrina.
Good morning, Catherine.
It's so nice to have this opportunity. Yeah, you're very welcome. It's wonderful to have this opportunity to talk with you about these topics that are really very, very present, very current in our lives. And I also didn't mention in the intro that you also do card readings for people. And if you wanted to, I wanted you to give us an idea of what that is and how you'll go about doing those readings.
Well, it's interesting because I've read cards for many years, mostly for myself. And then some years ago, Spirit guided me to, you know, do readings for others. And I got really good results in terms of feedback and actually being able to provide some help and healing for folks and stuff that they were going through in their lives. And I couldn't really explain how. And honestly, when I stopped, when I had to release the need to know how and just trust and surrender. And but you, as you know, there have been so many changes since 2012. It's a whole new world since then. And I stopped doing readings it's been about 3 or 4 years now. And so I recently picked it up again, and I realized, and I know this is like the long way around to answer your question, but I realized in that interim time that I was not doing the readings, I had to ask myself, you know, why? And it was just not really being too attached, maybe, to the hows and the responsibility I may have felt. And so now I realize that we all are in this space, that the energies are changing and shifting for everyone. No one on the planet is exempt. And so I'm not responsible for you, and you are not responsible for me. We are all capable and able to guide our own, you know, to blaze our own trail. But it's with one another. When we can get to that place within ourselves, it's with one another that we can reflect back, you know, our highest ideals or, you know, other ideals. And so what I realized in terms of how, what I do, I'm having to just accept that we live in a multidimensional universe. And there are things that can't be explained through the typical scientific methods. And so what I do is just allow spirit through various cards, which speak very clearly, to offer messages to folks that could be helpful to them, you know, during these very, you know, challenging times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I totally understand. I know in my work, I do energy work and shamanic work, and I find that a lot of the insights do come through spirit, and I find in my work I tend to be clairaudient, so I do hear a lot of information and insights that I can share with people as we're doing our work together. And so I see in that a similarity. And I have to say, when you did a reading for me a few weeks ago, I thought it was very insightful and really on point. And it reminded me that even though we each have our own gift, and many of us have the capacity to assist another person in their healing process, very often we're not always as gifted, certainly I'm not, in understanding deeply my own issues. So it's nice to have a conversation or, sharing of gifts, of insights, so that we can have some connection to what's going on inside of ourselves that we might have otherwise missed or misunderstood. So I think it's really important for all of us, wherever we are in our lives, to have an opportunity to reach out and get feedback. And then we use our own discernment, but I find it really helpful to get that feedback. So thank you. Thank you for that. On today's show, we were planning and are planning to talk about the sign of the times, because we are living in very strange times, I would say. The outer world looks very chaotic, and we see a lot of people being incited into various kinds of behavior that might otherwise seem untoward. But I think that we're all incited in some way because we're responding to the energies. And I know you have some sense of this solar eclipse that's coming up on the 21st, on Monday, a full solar eclipse crossing the United States. But the solar eclipse is pretty important whenever they occur. But in these energies, I have this inner sense that this is a very deep opportunity for us to transition our position or our flow in the cosmos to really begin to correct our timelines and maybe connect into that inner world, which is represented by the eclipse and the darkness that brings forth. So I'd offer you an opportunity, Katrina, to give your take on this upcoming solar eclipse.
Well, yeah, it's, everybody's been talking about it for some time now, apparently. I realized as we got closer, you know, it's been a huge topic among scientists and astrologers for some time. And for me, and especially when you look around at what's going on, I mean, we kind of know there's been a lot of the history in our country and the world that has not been dealt with. We haven't looked at a lot of things, and there's been a lot of effort to, not talk about it because it's difficult. It's been rather horrendous. And so it's really hard to face what's happened. But I feel that it's in this running away from, this denial of this reality, this truth, that's created a monster far bigger than it would have to be if we would just turn around and face it. Because, I mean, as a collective, I feel the United States could, as a collective, live up to, you know, what we profess to be. You know, there are a lot of wonderful, marvelous people, you know, in this country, in the world, that kind of go overlooked because of these bigger dynamics that kind of keep this non-truth going. There's not like a lot of effort from those leaders in the world to tell us anything. So And it's so interesting because the way things are unfolding are so in alignment with the stars, if you, you know, read the stars in any way. And a lot of historical events align with such cosmic moments. And the opportunity for us is to, you know, not make the same mistakes, not to keep responding in ways that really don't serve us or those around us, like just holding on to things because it's what we learned or what we were taught is the tradition I feel everyone is coming face to face with now. And it's hard, especially if you, you know, planted your foundation, planted your feet in a foundation of, you know, what you've been taught, because a lot of it doesn't have much ground to stand on. And I think it's rather apparent as we look around. And so I say the opportunity with all this beautiful cosmic activity going on, peaking with this little solar eclipse, the opportunity is just to drop all that baggage and to turn around and face oneself, that core self that is truly a beautiful divine being. But since birth, we are covered over with so much, these traditions and these, you know, these programs and whatnot that make us forget, you know, but every child knows. We come in knowing because this is the greater reality. So I would say that's the opportunity with this eclipse to not get caught up in the hype, to just take that energy within to truly know, forgive, and love yourself. And it makes us more able to bring that into the mix, as opposed to all the turmoil that happens when we don't do that.
Well, I completely agree. And one of the things that I was reading about this particular solar eclipse is that, I'm not sure if it actually is happening, but it's coming in the sign of Leo. And that there, I have seen a lot of talk about it being a time of great turmoil for that reason, like you were saying, sort of dredging the depths of everyone's wounding or programming and bringing that up to the surface. And we can see that, of course, in the national picture, where we're seeing a lot of ugliness on the media, and I'm not going to point fingers because I think it's on all sides to some degree, but we do see a lot of ugliness. This, we're seeing a lot more violence than I think we've seen in some years. It just seems to be coming to a head. And even though we're looking at this in the media, I think it's helpful to understand that this is a process in which we as a collective are being caused to have all of this debris rise to the surface. And though we can see it in a bigger way through the media, I think that we're each dealing with it on our own individual levels. And so things could be coming up for us in our personal lives that might feel more tenuous, that might lead us into some kind of petty conflict or misunderstanding with the people around us. So I think that in this instance, it's good to take it down to the personal and realize for ourselves and for the people we're engaging with that we're all in this sort of mixing and this turning and tossing, and that as we engage with people, if we could give everyone, including ourselves, a little bit of grace in understanding that we are, the temperature is really being raised in the environment, that we don't have to take all this as personal as we might be led to do. And for me, the answer is to, you know, be as copacetic as possible in the engagement, but have that engagement with a sense of compassion overall and questioning, so that we can retreat into ourselves and come to a deeper understanding of what was the meaning of that engagement instead of just spiraling into conflict over whatever may be going on in our personal lives.
Right. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, that's kind of what I was talking about with the whole squeezing of the energies now. Each one of us is being faced with our true selves, you know. And if you know, we've spent a lot of time polishing the mask, so to speak, if that's where all our energy has been spent to appear a certain way, which, I mean, it's a very pervasive paradigm to get pulled into, then it's really difficult right now because it's what it feels like is all those masks are dissolving, you know, just to reveal what's really there. And so, and that's not like about any blame or shame or guilt, even though we tend to take it there. And the reason we don't want to turn around and face ourselves oftentimes is because deep down inside we have these beliefs and feelings about ourselves that really aren't true and are far worse than we are, you know. So it's so much more liberating, like turning to face that beast, because otherwise we see what's happening. We will project out into the world these things we can't face within. And like we're going into Mercury retrograde, there's so many other planetary alignments happening with this eclipse to add to this whole feeling of magical or intense pivotal change. And so, I mean, as you mentioned, it's just a great time rather than getting caught up. And it's so easy to do because it's so hard. It is so hard to just look at the man, woman in the mirror. It's amazing. And it doesn't really matter what our lives appear to be, because I hear so often from people, you know, that, you know, someone, so-and-so's life looks this way, and look at what they're doing, you know, basing their own success or failure on other lives that appear to be, you know, bright and shiny. But in knowing some of those bright and shiny people, I know that everyone is in the same boat here in terms of these frequencies and these emotions that are rising up within us that ring true to our core. It's like what's fake just doesn't serve us anymore, and it's just best to ride this beautiful wave that's happening and drop it. You know, be easy, just bit by bit, just observe yourself, know yourself, love yourself, because that's where it all starts for each of us. And whatever we bring into the world is going to be from that space. And it's just a powerful time to really clear, I mean, really, truly clear maybe lifetime of things that may have felt impossible in your life to clear. It's a time now to truly drop all of that for good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking it. I'm taking that opportunity.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons I felt motivated to have this discussion is because I see people who are generally stable, have a good grasp of energies, have a grasp of, you know, what's going on in the world and the challenges of this time, actually succumbing in some ways to the impact, because sometimes the effect on our emotions is so intense that it can be close to devastating if we have no understanding of what's going on. And I believe that people are vulnerable right now for sinking into such states of despair that they might become questioning their will to go on, maybe contemplating feelings of suicide, thinking of giving up. You know, so there are a lot of very strong energies. And the reason it's important to realize that a lot of what we're feeling is the processing of old energies, old programming, and things that may have come into our life, you know, as a part of the karma coming into this life. It could be things that happened in past lives. It could be things that happened in childhood. It could be various programs and how we're dealing with life right now, so that we come to question our own sanity. And I've also been having experience with people who have been experiencing the matrix to such a degree that they fall into a state of fear about what's going on around them and forget that they how to engage their own innate power and their ability to be centered and grounded. And so people seem to be sort of flying about in a state of chaos. I recently saw a video with Sinead O'Connor in which she went on Facebook and started talking about she was spending all her energy trying to stay alive, but realized that this was no way to live. It was a very powerful video because you could see that she was in a state of absolute emergency because she was not processing all that was going on for her. And so I just think that it was powerful for her to put that out, because in one way it lets people know, as you were saying, that it doesn't matter where you are in terms of judging economics or success. Everybody is going through this. But it was also powerful in that it helped, I think, people to recognize that sometimes we do need to reach out if we are not able to stabilize for ourselves. And so this show, in a way, is sort of reaching out to make a bridge so that people can begin to put whatever they're experiencing into context so that we don't fall back on the old self-judgment and anger or hatred, and we can begin to, even though we might be feeling terrible, to take a step back into our knowing and recognize that this is a passage, that this is not the destination. And so that was really part of what motivated me to engage you with this conversation.
Wow. That is really powerful with Sinead O'Connor. And she's always kind of been that one. You know, she was like the Kanye West of her time. Just,
yeah.
You know, always kind of blowing up in the face of things. And, I mean, there's just so many things that we've been discouraged from discussing. So a lot of people don't feel safe to even share. Even when you hear that other people are going through the same thing, it's extremely difficult to be vulnerable. And with good reason, because, just because of this paradigm in place that encourages the polishing of our external selves, people work very hard to show up, you know, with their lives looking a certain way. And that just transcends all kinds of lifestyles and, you know, classes, races, and creeds. It's not really based on any of that. It has everything to do with the sense of invulnerability or showing up as kind of perfect, which, you know, doesn't exist, but that it's an encouraged paradigm in every way, and all the messaging, commercials, you know, what to wear, where to go, what car, and all the kinds of things that, like, subtly and not so subtly take us, you know, into this mindset that pulls us out of who we are. And I've also had that experience that you mentioned about, like, just people whose lives have been, you know, stable, have shown up as this perfect lifestyle. And I feel because that whole notion isn't, if it's not based, because, you know, there are people who have managed to balance all of this as well, but if it's imbalanced, you know, to the external more than that internal work, then it makes it very difficult now, because we are in this space of knowing ourselves, basically. I mean, we are, that's why it's such an opportunity, and it would make sense that that is why it's so difficult. Of course it's difficult to move through this change. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing. And a lot of times folks, when they're feeling bad, we can take that bad feeling as some kind of foreboding, like some sense of doom, and it's not true. Most of the time we can look back on our lives at things we've worried and like spent countless hours of stress and despair over, you know, that never happened. That ultimately we were supported, you know, by these higher light divine energies that are of the greater world we're a part of, that, you know, we also haven't been encouraged to talk about except through religious and other such texts that just become boxes that keep us, again, mm-hmm. from dealing with ourselves, which is, you know, it just comes back to that every time, to know ourselves, first of all. That's the biggest thing. I think that's the hugest reason why these quote-unquote stable people, families, communities, societies are seemingly losing it, because that stability was based in a house built on sand, so to speak, and paradigms and systems that did not include and incorporate the all, the whole, which is what this world we live in and this universe is ultimately about. So finding mm-hmm. our own harmonic within it is that knowing of oneself. And it's really all that's necessary. It's all I see that's necessary to pull your energy out of the melee going on. And it's very seductive. It's very tempting to jump in. It's all kinds of triggers to pull you into it. But at the same time, it's this opportunity to use that energy to just clear out all this crap within, so we can bring our mm-hmm. beautiful light self, which is true for us all, I believe.
Yes, so true. And it's interesting because I think also, you know, what you're talking about, what I'm hearing you saying is that, you know, we have, I would say, for the last 1,000 years, aligned ourselves, humanity has aligned itself with a program of sorts that has taken away or discouraged our natural connection to the Most High, our natural capacity to read and understand energies, to communicate in ways that are very deep, and to have a shared understanding. And we've been living in this culture that has become extremely monetized and focused on possessions and position in society, and has in many ways disconnected us from that inner life and to various mechanisms, media, religions, has caused us to live our lives almost completely with an external reckoning point. And I believe that this is really part of this whole idea of changing timelines, that at the point that our world, our global community began to be moved in this direction, it actually changed what might have been the ultimate timeline that we were living on. So if you think back to indigenous communities, tribal communities in various societies around the world, that we might have developed into something quite different in resolving that tribal nature had we not been sort of co-opted into the religions of our, you know, the Abrahamic religions that have this state of being in control by the heads of state and ultimately being subjected to the economy of an imbalanced economy in which very few were able to profit from the labor and the land of the many. And so to me that represented a shifting timeline. We don't know necessarily what humanity would have become had that not happened. But I do believe that here, during our current time, you know, post-2012 during this massive influx of energy and this upcoming solar eclipse being one step along the way, that we are being provided an opportunity to shift back into a timeline that is represented by our authenticity rather than continuing along a timeline that is about destruction, essentially, that seems to be giving us a lot of destruction. And so I feel that we are at a time when we can consciously change the dynamic of the world that we're living in, basing on our understanding and our choices during this time.
Yes, I would agree. I would agree with that totally. And, you know, this is what we're seeing in the world, I would say, is not a natural occurrence. I mean, a lot of folks try to say this is human nature and people have always been this way, but I agree with you that these denied histories, you know, these happenings of the not too distant past are all up in the mix now. You know, these people who call themselves white supremacists or, you know, however it's expressing, I feel it's that is a natural progression from the artificial introduction of, you know, that thwarted the indigenous peoples' very well progressed societies. You know, it was there was an intentional breaking up, breaking down, genocidal indoctrinating programs that we are still living within, in a sense. And so even though things may look a certain way that certain communities are doing okay, or certain individuals, I would say, are doing okay, various communities are not. You know, there's a huge gap between melanated and non-melanated communities. And to consider to continue to move forward with this sense that that's somehow normal only continues the problem. It goes back to this inner reflection. I mean, who are we? It's great to show up and shout for causes and be sorry about the deaths of melanated men in the streets with impunity from folks that are supposed to be our protectors. I mean, that's fine, but it does nothing, and it doesn't change anything, and it actually, in my view, helps to continue this false systemic program that we've all kind of been forced and now deem as normal into. And it's not normal. This isn't natural. We are naturally connected beings. We are naturally harmonious with one another. If you look back in indigenous history in the books that you can find, and there is lots of information if you seek for it, you'll find that we understood this harmony with the planet, with the stars, with one another, with ourselves. And there was no question of hierarchy or being better than the next man. These were programs that were injected and forced on us, you know. So, like you said, in these energies, we have this opportunity, and it just takes a little difficult to face whatever's in the shadows within, but the opportunity is to really clear all of this for good, you know, within ourselves, within our families, you know, within, you know, just our space. And it just starts with us. That's really all we can handle anyway. And it's hard enough to handle ourselves, right? That's, you know, a monumental task. So giving all our energy to that right now could truly help us be and see this change, this peace, you know, that everyone talks about, and stop running around on this hamster wheel that only serves a few folks that don't seem to really want the benefit, have the benefit of the planet at heart, though.
So I just want to let people know that you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network. I'm Catherine Davis with Katrina Taylor, and we're talking about the signs of the times. We're going to take a brief transitional music. We're going to play a little transitional music, A Kind of Magic by Queen. And when we come back, we will get a little more into the magic of what we can do to transform, as well as help ourselves to heal, help each other to heal. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One shot.
Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine, on the air with Katrina. And we've been talking about the ages that we're living in right now. And we are going to transition a bit in this part of the conversation and really speak about the magic. And in speaking about the magic, I think we can hearken back to, Katrina, to what you said earlier about connecting to who we really are. So in this self-discovery, and as well in exploration and doing research, I'm beginning to have a real connection to my ancestors and to the kind of lives that were being lived on the planet before introduction of this matrix system in which indigenous people had to convert their belief system at the threat of death, and how, and in fact, many, many, many millions of people were slaughtered in this process. And over the ages, we've become almost completely disaffected from who we truly are. And in understanding the traditional connection to the Most High, to divinity. And in many ways, I can remember when I first started on this journey of seeking out my ancestral understanding, I did it with a lot of fear because I was so intoxicated by the Catholic Church, the Christian religion, and I was had really taken on a lot of the belief system of looking upon my own ancestors, my own ancestral traditions as evil or the devil or somehow dangerous. And it took me a while to get beyond that fear so that I could just go full force into this exploration of who we really are. And what I've come to understand is that this struggle is, well, yes, much of the horrors were visited upon the melanated nations of the world, that ultimately what we're being asked to do is to reclaim our humanity. And this is something that everyone is being faced with, reclaiming humanity. But it takes, as you said, a certain kind of self-love, compassion, understanding, and just a bit of magic. And I say magic not as in the illusion of magic, but in becoming the magi and understanding we have a divine connection to the creator force. And once we clear ourselves of the madness, then we can begin to re-engage in being a magi to transform the world we're living in.
Absolutely. We are magi. That's who we naturally are. And I always talk about how children, how we always come in as children knowing, and how discouraged, you know, that is for everyone eventually, some very early, to get out of that fantasy world, get out of your imagination. But imagination is where all creation begins. It's where everything we praise, all the technology and whatever it is, has come from. It has started with the imagination. And this, to relinquish that part of ourselves, to dismiss these hunches and things that we get within as fantasy as we grow older, only keeps us outside of ourselves, following someone else's conversation, someone else's program, you know, which is what this matrix, you know, is designed to do. And as you said, it's very difficult when you've grown up in this, when your early template has been set to these programs, and you've been told you're going to go to hell since, you know, very young age. It's very difficult to move away from that and trust your own instincts. But on the other side of that, as you found, is just the most beautiful magic. Life responds to our showing up in our full self in beautiful ways. Life is designed. This is a harmonic. This is a melody. A universe, one song we live in. And so to find our own unique harmony coming from knowing ourselves, you know, invokes this magical quality that all children know. children have no doubt about our magical abilities, and we've all been children. So what happened? The Matrix happened, and even now I can look at my own journey and see that the biggest challenge to everything I've gone through in my life has been to be myself. Everything in this Matrix overlay has been to push back against the authenticity, the vulnerability. And we can see it now, like with the technology. There's lots of studies and reports, you know, the technology and whatnot, just making us less engaged and less empathic. I think I mentioned to you the study that I think it was Harvard Medical Center did on empathy for the last 100 years, that even through some of the most horrific things we dealt with in the 20th century, you know, the wars and the civil rights era and all of that, empathy levels among the people did not really drop. But here lately, in, you know, with the advent of technology, they've noticed substantial drops in empathy, which come with this anonymity, you know, people being able to project these shadow parts of themselves, you know, with impunity, or so it seems, because ultimately, no matter what we think we're doing in secret or that we're quote-unquote getting away with, there's an isness, the beingness, this divine world that we live in knows all, and we ultimately know what we're doing, even if we don't face it ourselves. So it's just best to be in this authenticity. I find it very empowering when we talk, or when I talk with, you know, others, and it's become more rare these days in this authentic way, as people try to cling to stuff they know and maintaining the mask. And it's just so much easier to let it go. And when someone does let it go, to just be that loving presence, that compassionate presence, you know, for however they're expressing, and not get caught up in any kind of emotional way that may show up, which can only start when we are clear within ourselves and have that that healing and forgiveness within. It just always starts there. And it's so relevant now with these mm-hmm. energies, like these cosmic divine energies just pushing us, just urging us. But it is up to us. We are not automatons. We are not artificial beings. We have sovereign choice, and we get to choose. And that's what's up. So.
That's that nebulous free will thing that growing up I never quite understood. Not sure I still truly understand it. But with regard to what you were saying with imagination, that's really powerful, because that is where reality is created from. So when you look at the indigenous people, say in Australia, the Aboriginals of Australia, they talk about dream time. And they consider themselves to be the holders of reality, because they still connect it to that space in which our reality flows from, the natural reality flows from. And I think that this is one of the roles that indigenous people have played across the globe, is that still connected to the sacredness of the earth, the sky, the stars, the most high, the oneness, as a frame of reference point. And I think that the false matrix that we're living in is because, as we were saying, in the breaking down of indigenous cultures across the globe, that state of connectedness was destroyed for most of us. And so that disconnection that we're holding in our mind, in our imagination, in our heart, is what actually helps to reinforce the reality of our experience. So if we get our programs and we integrate and accept the program that we're going to get old and die young, or that we have all these vulnerabilities and that we have no control and that we have are holding all these fears, then that's what will continue to manifest in our outer world. So the real art of being a magi is to disconnect from those fears and those presuppositions that have been implanted, and to truly plug into the imagination, to be able to hold the energy in our imagination, in our consciousness, and in our vibration. So that means it has to be in the heart as well, of the restoration, the healing, and the coming back together of ourselves, our lives, and our communities. So it's, I believe, the purpose of all this upheaval, because in the face of holding all of this inside of our cellular structure, humanity didn't really have a chance to rebuild through the imagination the world that we would create. So it in many ways, it's a blessing from on high that these energies of chaos have come through, because it's serving to rattle us to the extent that this all of these old energies, these old thought patterns, get shaken loose, because I don't think we would have been able to do it on our own without that assistance. So I think we're living in very blessed times, because we have an opportunity at this point to shake loose these old energies, to reengage with our heart and our soul guidance. And, you know, ultimately we become the cosmic avatar. We become the expression of the Most High in this life, in these bodies, so that we, so it's a very powerful time, and I'm very encouraged by it. I think everyone should be encouraged, no matter how it looks or feels, by understanding that we have this inner greatness, this imagination, this capacity, as you were saying. I love that unit verse thing, that we're all a song. I hadn't put it together that way, that to really go deep inward to find that inner song. And when we're doing that, when it's rooted in our imagination, then that song is what transmits from ourselves into our bodies to heal it, into our relationships to restore them, into the world to transform it. So it's a very personal journey, but it is so empowering in what it's giving us the opportunity to realize, which is to realize the truth of who we are.
Yes, and absolutely, this empowering of self, as opposed to, you know, the disempowering frequency of getting sucked into, you know, anger or these externalized things that don't serve. When we use that energy within, and I'm sure anyone listening can point to a time in their lives when they created, you know, just miracles out of nothing, you know, and it's this co-creation, because we are a part of a greater world, the planet, the stars. We're like, you know, one with all of that, truly, but this matrix overlay has, you know, pulled us out of that, has made us feel disconnected, so that, you know, in a world, you spoke of suicide earlier, in a world with billions of people, folks feel so alone. But just a conversation like this, just simply being oneself and opening up in this free, safe space is really all most people need, as opposed to the pills or whatever kinds of other systems are set up to make you well and, you know, fall in line. So, yeah, it's not a sustainable path for the individual or the world, and we're seeing that. And just tapping into our imagination, this, rather than letting our, because we're using our imaginations all the time, rather than letting it run amok with the conversation of the day, with the drama of the day, rather than just allowing it to go, we can just take a breath and check within what's going on inside, because that is really all that matters. It's, no matter what's going on around you, what's going on within is all that matters. It's where your strength is.
It's true. So true.
Yes.
And I just wanted to mention for people who want to go back to last week's program on August 12th, Heart of Mind Radio at the PRN.FM, I did give some thoughts and some tips on how to begin that journey, specifically what steps we can take to unplug from the matrix. And they're very, very basic, very simple ways that we can begin to unplug from the control and dominance, just to create an opening for us to feel that sense of inner empowerment and inner peace. It's not difficult, but we do have to take actions in order to get there. And I also wanted to mention for people who might be at the far end stage of chaos that don't hesitate to reach out, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's reaching out to family, friends, whether it's reaching out to a practitioner such as myself or Katrina, whether it's reaching out to a traditional MD or psychologist, because when you are at a point of being without hope and not having a place to go and are threatening your own existence, then by all means do whatever it needs to be done, whatever it takes, whatever you believe will help you. So I say that only because I don't believe in medication at all, for me personally. But for a person who is on the verge of taking a step into the abyss, it may be the way to go. So I just wanted to give that caveat that people need to do what needs to be done to preserve your life, to preserve your sanity, to give you a chance for another day. You can recover, you can pull back, you can move back into this space of having control. But I just wanted to make sure that people not have dogma on either side of the coin, and just take action if you feel that you're in a state of emergency. It's important to do that.
Yes, it's no sign of weakness. I mean, look around. Folks are understandably experiencing sensory overload. There's a lot to process in the world today. I mean, some worlds have just been flipped completely on their head, and is not a sign of weakness whatsoever to seek help. It's actually, in my view, a sign of strength to accept, you know, that. And like you said, just another day can make all the difference. What a difference a day makes. I've heard countless stories
it's so true. And also, once you begin to open that door to the inner spectrum of who you are, it changes things. It makes the outer stress more distant. It begins to allow you to recognize yourself rather than judge yourself. And these are important stages in coming to a full recognition of who we are. And then once we're in that state of recognizing who we are, what our gift is, what our dream is, that we can begin to take steps towards the fulfillment of those dreams so that our imagination becomes a supportable vibration in the world. So if you imagine yourself, if you're, say, an author or a songwriter or a healer, if you can hold that vibration in your imaginary state and make it real enough for you to feel it, for you to be able to enjoy it, for you to be able to really can see yourself in the activity of your imagination doing this thing that is your dream, that's what becomes supported by the world, by the energies. And the energies right now are so powerful. It doesn't take long to have that kind of support manifest in the so-called tangible reality of our existence. So it's just so important to understand that our existence, yes, it represents the spectrum we see with our eyes and hear with our ears, but we need to know that that's a very small fragment, a very small bandwidth of the totality of who we are. And so when we're resonating inwardly, then that spectrum begins to expand like a rainbow to infinite possibilities.
Yes, it's like walking through doorways. Actually, the energies are clearing so much now that it can be that instant where you're feeling total despair in one moment, and just a breath and a choice away, you're in touch again with yourself. And this is this kind of up and down movement that I know I find it's very frustrating and challenging at times to navigate. But it's kind of like learning to walk. We haven't been trained. We haven't been taught these things. We've actually been discouraged from a lot of this kind of thinking. And like you said, had our progress, had the indigenous people, humanity's progress not been so thwarted, no telling where we would be now, because these were the holistic, harmonious structures we had in place. And we're imagining. These were the worlds we were imagining. And so, as you also mentioned, to move out of that hijacked imagination, because that's basically what happens to each of us. We all come in with this twinkle in our eye. So we can. It doesn't go. That's who we are. It doesn't leave, no matter how many layers of BS may have covered over it. It's all just BS, and it's not, you know, a part of the true you. So in any moment, no matter what's going on, we can choose to remember whatever that dream was, that feeling you had as a child when you ran through a meadow, you know, that imagination when you knew you could create whatever you wanted. We really can stand in that now. The more of us who remember this, because we are energetic beings, we're affecting one another all the time, whether we believe it, know it or not, we are in constant effect of one another, because this is one kind of organism, in a sense, made of many, within many, within many, infinitely. So by just owning our own tiny piece, just truly owning it and grabbing the reins of that imagination, that nation of what we're imaging into the world, then we create miracles. That's how we've got here. You know, that's why our imaginations are hijacked, to serve, you know, something else. So we can take that back easily. The cosmos, the planet, stars, our hearts are all aligned for this new beingness, as you know, like I said.
So true, and for all of us to remember that we are in, according to the Maya, now in the fifth world, so we are in the process of recreating our existence, and much of what we see is the dissolving of the old. So let's all come together energetically and begin to reimagine our world together, because we are one. And on the energy level, we are connected in the unified field, and we can build, sustain, and support each other. I invite you to stay tuned and to stay connected. For those of you who are interested, Katrina Taylor, Mother, Writer, and Empathic Reminder, an apt pupil of the cosmos and a modern-day mystic, and she does do personal card readings, and you can contact her. Katrina, would you like to give out your info?
You can reach me now. I'm currently, as I've mentioned, working on the website, but you can reach me at Coaching by Kat. That's 770-405-9880.
Excellent.
It's been great. I love this conversation, Catherine. Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome.
Necessary.
You're very welcome. And I just wanted to remind people that you can also make contact with myself. I am an energy healer and spiritual counselor as well. And my phone number is 347-480-1694. My email is heartofmindradio@gmail.com. We have contact on the website, prn.fm, if you want to store that info and make your connection. That would be great. And I invite you to stay tuned for more great programming here over the Progressive Radio Network, prn.fm. Thank you, Katrina. Talk again soon.
Thanks.
And
you too.
Bye for now.
Bye. Bye-bye.